What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to Jeffrey Wright and Company. My name is Jeffrey Wright. You can follow me on Twitter, on X, at JWright929ESPN. As always, you can listen on the radio dial, 92.9 FM, 680 AM. But if you're away from the radio dial, you can listen on the Odyssey app, free to download, free to listen. All you have to do is download the app, log in, subscribe, and you are good to go. You can stream anytime, anywhere. You can even listen on demand. Producing the program is, of course, George Ruggiero. He's back in studio. You can follow him on Twitter, on X, at KingGeorge94. George, good day, sir.
Good day to you. We've got picture today. I can see. I'm glad you're using sunscreen.
I am. I'm using sunscreen. That's only...
Not too toasted.
No, I'm probably... It's mainly just because my wife's here, and we're trying to set the example for my daughter. I'm a pretty big no sunscreen guy. I believe in the base burn. You get the base burn down, and then you're good to go all summer. But yeah, no, I've
got to set a good example. I can appreciate that.
I've kept it in between the mayo and the mustard here today. Also back in studio, of course, is Kevin Cerrito, the MC of all fun and games here in the Memphis area. No Writer Than Right trivia, because Kevin will also be heading out on some vacation tomorrow as well. So with me being gone, with Kevin being also on vacation, no Writer Than Right trivia. We'll be back next week on the Jeff Calkins Show with Writer Than Right trivia. You can also check out his website, CerritoEntertainment.com. Follow him on Twitter, on X, at Cerrito. Kevin, good day, sir.
Good day, Jeffrey. Greetings here from Memphis. It's hot here. It's hot. It's getting hotter by the minute.
Is it getting toasty?
Yeah, it's getting toasty. You'll be back. When you get back, it'll be like, oh.
Well. That's good. I love it. I'm a weather sissy when it comes to the cold, but let me tell you what, when you get it hot and humid, I'm a five tool player.
It's May Eve here.
I can do it. It's actually pretty temperate here down in Fort Morgan on the old the coast of Gulf of America. So wind is howling today. 2 club wind, maybe 3 club wind.
Well, it's great to talk to you here from Memphis. There's so much going on. You've been, I don't know how you've been keeping up with
the internet, really. You're glued to your phone. You just ignore your family, and you can usually keep up.
No, so the sunblock, you're not. So I was with the, so look, I'm very pro, you know, pro sunblock, but there's some people who, you know, and possibly people in government positions who maybe will tell you that they're afraid of sunblock, like you're putting it on your skin and it's going to cause something happen when you put it on. But you're not that camp, and you're saying it doesn't work. You're just saying you don't want it because you don't want it to work.
I don't think sunscreen's lying. I don't think there's like big sunscreen out there that's trying to take advantage of me. I look better with a tan, and I'm blessed with it comes from my mother. I mean, I'm the guy that I can go and wear like the SPF 4 and like really bronze up and look nice. I've got pretty good skin and good hair. That's it. I've got an ugly face. I'm short. Physique is not there, but I've got great skin and great head of hair. That's about it.
No, that's not bad. It's not bad.
I feel perceived.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I'm not a, like, I want to be very clear on that. Like, I am not, I'm not an anti-vaxxer, anti-sunscreen, like anything like that. It's mainly just like, I played baseball my whole life. And
I understand. I used to follow your philosophy. I did.
Honestly, the worst part about the tan, though, is I have a, because like I played baseball my whole life, and then I just transitioned after I got done playing baseball, just playing golf. You know, I have like a perfect golf. I just have like the tan lines. Like I have a true farmer's tan, and like my ideal sock tan is like I have the perfect ring from the ankle sock, like from playing golf. Like that's. And then, like, your left hand that you wear your golf glove on, like, you'll have, like, a ring there. But, no, it's not really –
I mean,
your strategy works.
But one of my heroes who passed away recently, Jimmy Buffett, right? Like, he's out there and, you know, he's got skin cancer. Like, it's –
you know what, though? It's impossible to come down here and not think about Jimmy Buffett. Like, I don't, you know what I mean?
That's
like,
his golf, right? It should be the Gulf of Buffett down there, right?
Yeah, if you want to say it's the Gulf of Buffett, like, I think everyone can get behind that. It's just impossible to come to, every little, like, tourist trap, everything. It's just like, you just hear, Buffett is the soundtrack to the Gulf. Like,
it's,
it is.
It's the soundtrack.
Like, and I know most of the music, like, he wrote down in Key West, but it's like, he's from kind of the Gulf. Like, I just can't go anywhere without hearing Jimmy Buffett in my head.
Yeah, that's what it's about. You're having a great time from what it sounds like.
We're having a blast. Tonight is date night that has been financed by the Oklahoma City comeback win last Thursday night. So we're looking forward to that. Leah and I are very much looking forward to that. Let's see what we got coming up on the program. So we'll do some buy, sell, short, or go to Reddit. I don't know of a TV timeout that Kevin and I have looked forward to more than what we have today. We got to delve into everything surrounding Bill Belichick and his lovely girlfriend, Jordan Hudson. We've now had an official statement released from the head coach about the CBS this morning or CBS Sunday morning show appearance that we had over the weekend. We're going to dive into that. I think both Kevin and I have lots of thoughts and opinions on this one, so we can't wait to talk about that. Going to get into the list as well. Also, CJ Hurt going to join us at 3:30 like he does each and every Wednesday. We'll tell your story, and then we will get out of here. But let's not delay anymore. Let's do some buy, sell, short, or go to Reddit. All right, Kevin, let's start with the Grizzlies. This is a topic that you came up with, and I think this is a good one to start the day. Buy, sell, short, or go to Reddit. The best way for the Grizzlies to improve next season is to hire a new coach.
You know what? I'm going to buy that. Just quickly buy this because I, like everybody else, have been like trying to collect my thoughts and after the sweep that we knew was going to happen, but we didn't know how it was going to go down, and there was probably more fun moments in it than I expected. But like looking at it, and everybody is trying to figure out what's going on. And I've been listening here to this station and talking to people around town. And I feel like, Jeff, I feel like too many of us are too agnostic to what's this coaching situation. I have the number one response I hear from everybody is like, yeah, I'm fine. If he comes back, that's fine. And I'm thinking, no, like, this is a key piece of your future in the NBA. It's a small market team is the head coach. The head coach is very, very important. So important. They fired the head coach before we even got into the playoffs. And I think there is an opportunity here for the Grizzlies, because it's very hard in a small market to get free agents. It's very hard to trade for the proper value, whether you're a small market or not, right? Like, it's going to be hard to do that. But one thing you can do, and this team has proven that they've done in the past, is hire big-name talent outside of the salary cap and the restraints of relying on other teams. You can go and hire the coach that you want, and that coach can help change the culture of the team and the city, because right now, right, the city's not necessarily bought in, and I think that's got to be a factor in your decision-making process. Change the culture of the team, change the view of the city, and you can do it. It's a small market team. We've seen it. They've got They went and got Jerry West to be the general manager of this team at one point. Got Mike Fratello off of TNT to come coach this team. And then, of course, obviously those were not the greatest success stories, but you can go after the biggest of the names that you want to go after. And, I mean, Jerry West was executive of the year, right? Got Hubie Brown out of wherever. You know,
He was also doing television.
Yeah, but he had coached in like...
He had coached, I think, in like 20-something years.
I mean, you can get your coach as a small market team. You can get the coach, and that is a way you can improve not just on the court, but also the perception and the culture, like just of the fan base and of the locker room.
No, I think you touch on a couple of really good points. Number one, I don't think we consider it, but you are spot on in the sense of, all right, maybe the small market can be a negative in terms of signing free agents. It's never really been that big of a deterrent in terms of signing an executive or a coach. Like, there's only 30 gigs. Like, I think right. That's actually a good point, is because as a player, if you're in demand, you can kind of go where you want to go.
Right.
But if you're a coach, if you're an executive, like, you can only go where the jobs are open. And there's only one GM job. There's only one coaching job. And so you're 100% right in that the limitations of the market do not really impact it. Because even if you think about it, yeah, Mike Iveroni was not a success story. That was a big-time hire when they made it. Like, he was the most popular assistant. That was the guy that was tapped to be like, this guy could change basketball. I never bought into the David Fizdale BS, but a lot of people did. And I also acknowledge when they hired Fizdale, like, he was the lead assistant from all, like, he was clearly the biggest assistant coach, like the most visible assistant coach you could have that had never had a head coaching job. Now, he was full of BS and whatnot, but like, it doesn't matter. Like, that was a big time hire at the time. Jenkins was a pretty significant hire when they make it. So I agree with you on that. And also, yeah, is it somewhat of a PR move? Maybe is it a I don't know if PR is the right word. Is it a business move? Because I agree with you.
Sorry, those are right next to each other.
Yeah, close enough. Anytime we hear Jericho, it's fine. I'm with you, Kevin, in the sense that, like, yeah, okay, maybe it's not the most altruistic decision that you can make. But the reality is, this team just won 48 games, and no one feels like really a strong connection to them. And what is, we can discuss why this is.
People feel like, maybe it's not a connection to like the team, right? The team part. I feel like there's definitely a connection and support for Ja and Dez and Jaren, right? Like, certain of the players, but like, as a total unit, there is a disconnect of belief that this unit can be successful, right? I mean, that's what everybody's been talking about since the beginning of this series.
Like, to your point, though, like, think about it in these terms. I would imagine, how many times did Mike, Tony, Mark, and Zebo win 48 games?
I would think.
Let me go look that up.
I mean, they had high 48 plus 40, you know, the 50, plus wins. But, and I don't know if it's the number, because if you think about this, Grizzlies team should have had a 55, 58 wins. If you look at how the season went, and some of that can be tied into coaching, right? And definitely
right, 56. Okay. A 56, a 50, a 55.
Oh, wow.
So those are the three highest. But keep in mind, Ja, Dez, and Jaren have had a 56, a 51, and a 48. Like, and the reason why I bring that up, though, is, like, inevitably, yeah, there's always going to be these comps and whatnot, but there was a deeper and stronger connection to that group than there is to this group. And I do agree with you in the sense of, like, it's not even necessarily like a belief. I think it's like a support thing. Do we like Ja? Yeah, we like Ja. Do we like Jaren? Yeah, we like Jaren. Do we like Dez? Yeah. But do
we would like them to work well together, but we don't believe
that. But we don't feel that motivated to go and sit there like like I don't like. For instance,
well, I mean the minutes that was an issue.
Yeah, but like
this year.
I don't forget about that. It's like, and maybe we'll feel differently at the end of their career. Like that's the whole point of it. But like the idea that I would stop whatever I'm doing to go watch Jaren get his jersey retired, like that's insane.
Well,
but like when yes, those guys right. get their jerseys retired, it's like no, put it on the calendar. Like I'm going to thank them.
But back to the coach. Like to me, I feel like I've just felt like since this season wrapped up that it's just I don't know. I just want to make sure everybody's giving this enough thought. And I'm talking about the front office. I'm talking about other members of the media and other fans. Like I wonder, like is that like are we giving this enough thought? Because you bring up 50 wins and all that. I can remember. You know, we've only had an NBA team now for around 25 years, right? And so there's still moments.
Literally, we are old enough to remember every single season.
Right, every season. And also remember that you kind of, there's some stuff you just don't, maybe you comprehend. We've become a more educated NBA market, right? Like the 50-win season, like that was a big deal. And like since then, we've never had or getting to 50 wins. Like 50 wins is like always like just tied into your brain since that 50-win season. But one thing we haven't gone through is the superstar player and his relationship with the coach, right? That is an age-old story, till as old as time, as Angela Lansbury would sing about here in the NBA, because, like, it is, there's always, look at some Beauty and the Beast going on here. You've got the superstar player who has his relationship with the coach, and Ja's never really had a terrible relationship with the coach, right?
It wasn't bad. He's only had one
coach. He's had one coach.
Yeah.
And it
wasn't bad until it was bad.
Right. But it was not necessarily obviously publicly toxic by any means, which we've seen in other situations across the NBA over the past 25 years that we're laser focused on. But this is something new, I think, for this team, for the Memphis media in general, as well as like, what are we doing here, folks? Let's think about it for a minute. The one thing a small market team can do that is almost equal playing field as anybody else is pick your coach. If you've got the roster that the coach believes, and you've got an available coach who believes that this roster can win, because most of these NBA coaches believe they can do it, why would they not come with this talent? And with, you know, so I don't know exactly who it is, Jeffrey. I know you and George on the radio have come up with a great wide range of lists.
We've just like come up with names. I mean, I guess the one thing though I would say, because I'm in agreement with you. You're right. I don't know if it's like we're agnostic to it. I think there's apathy. I think there's like this idea of there's really no point in stumping for coaches or whatnot, because they're just going to do what they want to do.
Because we think there's a perception, I guess, that it feels like that they're not going to make a change, right? That's seems to
be
the mood going around the Grizzlies.
I don't even necessarily know if it feels inevitable that they're handing it to Tuomas. I think the sentiment is that they're going to continue to do some variation of, whether it's Tuomas or not, it's going to be another lackey. Like, it's going to be another guy that works hand in hand.
But do you see that being the success? Is that what, if you think about it, just pause for a second. I'm telling everybody.
I think you're right. I think we should make a bigger deal about it because.
Is that what's going to get you over the hump? Is that what's going to get you over the hump? A guy with no NBA coaching experience, a guy who I'm sure is a great coach and has a great future, but is that what you're supposed to be latching onto at this point in the Ja, Dez, Jaren situation? Are you supposed to be getting another guy who has potential, or do you need to be having somebody that you know can come in here and get the job done? Because I hate talking about closing windows and all of that, but like,
I think there's a reluctance from the front office, and this is me largely projecting and me interpreting. I think that front office is very insecure about Memphis. And why? Because most of them aren't from here. You know, Zach's from LA. Zach's largely from LA. Yeah. Paris from San Diego. You know,
Jeffrey, I know you've been traveling, but like these quotes from the press conference,
I'm making a reason for this.
All right, give me.
I think they because they come from they could live anywhere. Like, these people could be successful just about anywhere, and they could live anywhere.
Yeah, I think.
I think because they live here, they come in with an insecurity that I don't think is founded. Like, Ja Morant has never lived in a bigger place than Memphis, Tennessee. It's the biggest place he's ever lived. Like, right. To him, this would be the big city. And yet, because they're always worried about, well, he could, what if he goes to Miami and he wants to go to Miami? It's like, y'all, what you're doing is so, it's offensive. Like, it's just, it's ridiculous. I get it. Y'all could live anywhere and you want to live in better places. That's fine. But to act like you have to coddle everyone and just keep this, oh, we have to keep them happy, otherwise they'll leave. It's like, that is the most defeatist attitude I've ever seen. And it's ridiculous. It's a terrible way to run an organization.
And Ja, yes, so Ja likes the current situation, but who's to say he won't like the next coach or the next situation? Like, we don't know.
My deal is, he likes Tuomas now. What, is he going to like him in 6 months?
He's not going to like him forever. That's the history of the NBA, right? You go back to, this is what the tale is here. Like, this is a... He's not going to. I mean, that's, unless they start winning. And the question is, you're going to attach this ship to a guy who has never been the captain of a ship, in this ocean, right? Like, he has experience, but has he been on something this big with this big of a spotlight before? And we saw the mistakes in the postseason. Do we have to go back and remember about the 5-second violation? Do I have to keep pointing that out? I'm not saying he's a terrible coach, and I'm not saying he's not potential to be an amazing coach and an NBA championship coach at some point. But, like, do you think it's that close in the future where he's the guy to be the leader of this team now? I don't know.
Also,
and can he convey the message? There is a language barrier. Can he convey the message here in SEC country? Can he convey the message as the coach? Because this team needs it. This team needs somebody who can relate to the people of Memphis that's at that microphone and that they can rally behind. And I think that's the number one reason for hiring.
There's a larger question, though. Would they let him do that?
Well, I mean, he's going to do a post-game press conference. I mean, he's going to do those.
Yeah, but I'm saying, like, in general,
But can he say,
would they let him show? Like, I think this is true. I think Taylor Jenkins has a personality. We don't know that he has a personality. You kind of have to, like, dig and find, like, people that have known him that will tell you he has a personality. But he was clearly doing exactly what the organization wanted him to do.
Right.
What's to say, like, in the end, part of the refreshing nature of Tuomas was, it was like, oh, he is so blunt. And he's so, like... He was very European in the sense of, like, he comes from Scandinavia. It's like, you ask him a question, he gives you, like, this is particularly Finnish. Like, you ask a question, he gives very, like, direct, obvious response. Like, anyone that's had a friend from another country, like, one of my good friends from college is from Germany. And, like, you ask him, like, you will sometimes find yourself laughing because they're so blunt and, like, they're just literally answering the question and they're not, like, thinking about any of the social constraints, because honestly, they're probably just trying to be like, I'm trying to answer your question in, like, my third language.
Right.
With that said, like, is this gonna make us, like, I think to a certain degree, like, they have a marketing challenge. They've got a business proposition. If their answer is, after just saying we're not good enough on Sunday, and your message is, you know what, we're just gonna largely, maybe we'll tweak around the edges here, but we're largely bringing back the same team and we're bringing back the interim coach and we're making him the permanent head coach. Everyone's just, like, all your complaints about behind the scenes, about people won't come to the games and all this is all your fault. Like, this is not understanding.
Well, a lot of exactly. I think, is that also something that has not, that needs to be pointed out? And I'm not saying, look, if he ends up remaining the coach and the Grizzlies don't make a change, fine, I'll get behind it, and I hope works
out. I'll say this.
But there is an opportunity.
If he ends up being the coach, it better freaking work.
Right.
Like, that's the thing. It's like, you're doing all these things. You're making all these decisions in which you're saying, well, let the scoreboard dictate. That's fine. The scoreboard's been dictating, and you finished eighth in the West.
Well, let's talk about, I'm interested, because there is this disconnect, as you're saying. Like, the part of, like, so attendance was not great at these games. At the end, of course, there was that lack of belief, but also is there a lack of, because even like Jeffrey, and you don't know this yet, but you understand this as a former youth sports player yourself, and you've got family. Like if your kid's team is terrible, it doesn't matter. You're still going to go watch your kid play, right? And there's that somewhat of that mentality for Tiger basketball. It doesn't matter if the Tigers are having it. Some people are still going to show up if they're playing a bad opponent, which you don't have that, never have that problem really in the NBA. But there's a disconnect with this team and. To a point, like, I'm watching this. George, what was the quote? Like, you were playing this audio on Calkins, and I was listening on the podcast, actually, and, like, do we have to edit that out on the podcast now?
So, sometimes if it doesn't, it's a board setting. Sometimes yes. We include it, sometimes we don't. It's mainly...
You don't get the full experience on Spotify, yeah, but it works well.
I mainly don't, because with Jeff, we also have Harrington wanting copyrighted music.
Yeah.
Okay. But anyway,
you gotta be a little careful.
I have a lot of these quotes from some Zach Kleiman of like, I know Memphis likes the gritty play, like, and some of this is like just to me, some comes across as outdated and out of touch. Like, we don't just have to have a gritty player, like, just because we don't just have to have a certain type of player to connect with this. Like, I'm like, this is nonsense. Like, this is total. Like, why are you spewing like the marketing PR stuff that Tony Allen coined a decade plus ago, and attaching it to this is what we have to have.
But I think this is a great point, because you know why they are? They weren't here for it. So they don't really understand. It's like reading about, it's like you and I understanding World War II from a history book.
Right. It's like, hard to understand. Yeah.
Right. We can get what happened?
The gravity, yeah. We know
it. Right, we understand what was at stake.
The move.
We get all that. But we're never going to know, like, what our grandparents were thinking, what our grandparents were feeling. Like, we can have an idea, but, like, this idea, like, it goes back to what I'm saying about their guys that were, like, coming in, and they're so insecure about this place that they end up working to their own detriment by coddling these guys. Like, treat them like professional basketball players. If they want to be here, you're going to have the mechanisms to pay them more than anybody else. That's your advantage. That's how you keep them. You're going to be able to pay them. And instead, they've taken this approach because the truth is, it's probably one of the least nice places they've lived. And that's fine. Like, I don't hold that against them. We're from where we're from. But this idea that the only reason why Tony Allen, Marc Gasol, Zach Randolph, and Mike Conley resonate with us is because they were tough and gritty is so insulting that I don't even know where to begin.
Right, but isn't that how it came? But George, am I misquoting?
No, that's what I'm saying. I think you're 100% right. That's how it comes across. No, that's why I think they're telling on themselves. I really do. I think Zach is telling on himself that he doesn't really get it.
But what can we do, Jeffrey? Okay, here's the thing. I don't think it's that these players are not they're trading for players that aren't. We don't know the players as well as we should know. We want to know them. We want to know them better, right? So yes, the winning is a factor, and the culture of that type is definitely a factor of the lack of support. But think about the grit grind Grizzlies, right? There was not as much. It felt like there was more access, more people around town. You date back all the way to the J. Will initial team of the round town commercials. You felt like this was the city's team. You got to be out and about. You got to. It just does not seem like it's that. It's like that anymore.
I think you have to separate though. So I think you have to separate pre-para and post-para.
Well, I think that's what it is. But because, I mean, also pre-post Grind City Media, if I say it here on the radio or not.
Yeah, but I think those are all.
We have CJ coming up later, but
I think those are all related. And so, to me, I think you also have to factor this in. When the Grizzlies first started, like that playoff run, this is still the Tigers' town, and they're having to build a fan base literally out of nothing. It's not like we were getting Vancouver transplants to come with us and to lay the foundation. Right. And so you're in a town that, while yes, it's a basketball town, it is decidedly you are not the biggest star in town. And there was a weird tribalism. Remember? You couldn't love both.
Oh, yeah.
It was this weird, like, you had to.
Which one's more popular?
Tigers fan or you're a Grizzlies fan, which was always stupid to me, but that was what it was. And so
they made an effort.
Right. They were trying to build a fan base. And so they were having to do that. And now it's flipped to where they're, you know, it's their town and the Tigers are second fiddle. But I think to your larger point is, I don't even necessarily, like,
that makes me,
I think that helped. I think the connection thing and the outreach, I think it helped. I'm not denying that. But I think it can literally be as simple as this. We don't even have we're so beaten down and we don't have that expectation of players anymore. But you know what we do have an expectation of? Play hard. Try. Make it seem like winning and losing matters to you. I do think
that matters. I do think that matters. But I do think the PR,
I think the biggest PR
gap. Like Chris Wallace is out. Back in the day, Chris Wallace is out doing interviews constantly all the time. And whether he was really at the point, whether he was making the decisions at the time or not, like he was out.
Whether or not he was a spokesperson or he was the decision maker.
But you felt like there was somebody, like he was this uncle figure that was representing the team, and you felt a connection to. Was there a point here? You're right. It was Grizzlies versus Tigers, and the Grizzlies won that, right? And we tied this back into wrestling because everything is wrestling, right? But like once Vince McMahon took down WCW, the product got stale, it got boring, he didn't try as much.
Yep.
And then once you got to the top, the Grizzlies, are they, and I'm not saying, there's some great people over there that do an amazing job with what they're presented, but there are some restrictions now, and they seem more...
I think there's people that would like to be able to do better work than they do, but they feel hamstrung, yes.
But... Anyway, I think the coach, going back to our original question for this, is like the coach, if you brought it, like if you just think a little bit, who's a good basketball coach who also can connect and relate? And it'd have to be gritty, right? Is that like, this idea's got to be gritty. But, you know.
No, I mean, honestly, you know what I was thinking?
You're bringing a Houston Nut, you know, to coach or something.
I was thinking about this, like, because I put on Twitter last night, what's Doc Rivers' legacy? Because, like, I think...
Oh, Doc Rivers, yes.
I think you have to acknowledge he's clearly a good coach.
Yes.
But he's also clearly a better marketer than he is a coach.
Oh, he's that type of guy that's when you act like... that he's the type of guy that would... If you get somebody like that...
Right. Could and transform. By the way, like, this could be the soft landing spot.
Right. I mean, it's... Like, he could...
That would not go over well, I don't think.
What part?
I'm telling you, I think it would make... I know everyone's rolling their eyes. Here's the other thing.
He's riding the coattails of a championship from 17 years ago.
Okay, but George, you're missing the point. Here's the thing. I think the roster is all that matters anyway.
Sure.
Like, I don't
know. I know that about you for sure.
I think being a coach, I think being an NBA coach is one of the more overrated things that we focus on. In the end, I view it as a marketing tool. And I think he would talk people into the building.
He does that plenty of places. He's done that at plenty of places.
And I think that's more important right now, honestly. Like
the perception that you believe that you can win, right? Like that's one of the problems with our city in general
is
perceptions. Perceptions are the problem.
I think the perception just has to be that it's different.
That it's different.
I think the problem is right now is everyone goes, this is stale. Like this is
it's stale but not great. Like if it's the same.
Been eating us the same corporate BS, the buzzwords, the we're smarter than everyone, we do it a different way, we don't play our guys because they're going to be healthy when it matters, except they're not. By the way, what a lot of good that did. All that resting. Woo, boy, man, we got to the playoffs super healthy, didn't we? Man, gee golly, that sure worked out again. Like, this is always my whole rant. The whole time they keep doing this, there's no proof that what they're playing at works. There's none. We have another season in which they did not get to the playoffs healthy. So show me your evidence. It doesn't work. So play your guys, and then we'll actually. And then another huge problem with this team is, I don't feel like winning is that important to them. Like in the end, I think Ja cares more about Ja, and that's fine.
To me, that goes back a little bit with the coach. I feel like they.
But I also
agree with you.
True.
Yes, you don't. The coach doesn't matter.
I think Jaren cares more about his fashion than he does winning.
Well, he spends time on that and does a great job.
I think that's a huge problem. It's like, that's fine. Like, that's the other thing. But it's like, you can't ask me to connect. You can't ask me to sit there and go, like, man, I'm going to lay it on the line for these guys when I know in reality, like, they don't. And that's the thing.
But
you can't fake it. You can't fake it. And that's That's what's getting lost in all of this. The upset nature that fans have is they just sit there and go, why should I care when they don't?
But is there not, to me, I'm very intrigued with what this group of players could do under different leadership, different rotations.
Sure.
I am very intrigued by that because this is a talented roster and has great rookies. And there's obviously the debate on who of the big three are top stars and not. But, like, anyway, you're going to be overpaying for Jaren Jackson. You're just going to be overpaying for Jaren Jackson Jr.
Seems likely.
And that's, to me, where
I think you're already overpaying for Dez. And yeah. Based on how many games Ja plays, you're overpaying for him. But, like,
the number of games. Yeah.
Right. You accept that if you can catch the year where Ja stays healthy, you might be underpaying.
The Grizzlies should adjust their tickets next season. Instead of like surge pricing, you have jaw pricing. If he's playing, the tickets go up.
Dynamic pricing, yeah. Yes.
Dynamic.
So I'm dynamic, jawnamic.
There you go.
Yeah, there we go. Right. I can do marketing better than they can.
That's a value. That's a value to pay for. But the tickets for the playoff game for game four, Ja's not playing, tickets should be going. And I know people got great deals on some of these tickets.
Those are secondary market
yes,
deals.
Exactly.
That's the thing. Right. It's like you could have at least gotten some of that. All right, let's take a quick break. When we come back, we'll get into our TV timeout. Bill Belichick has released this statement about his CBS Sunday morning television appearance. We got to discuss that and more when we come back right here on Jeffrey Wright and Company, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Chicago, the grudge matches on the gridirons might be gone, but get ready to hit the ball and touch them all at your local Chevy dealer, where you'll find the real MVPs of SUVs. If you're thinking about rounding third and heading for home in a new Chevy, you're not alone. The right vehicle makes all the difference when it comes to safety, confidence, and comfort on the road. You saw the Chevy lineup at the auto show. Now it's time to take the next step and batter up. Need the power and durability of a Silverado? The all-weather confidence of an Equinox or Blazer? The spacious comfort of a Traverse, Tahoe, or Suburban, or the sporty city-friendly Trax. Your local Chevy dealer has exactly what you need to win the game like a pro. So don't wait. Head to ChevyDriveChicago.com today. Browse the newest models, special offers, locate the nearest dealer, and start shopping online. Things are warming up out there, and you need a vehicle you can trust. Find yours now at ChevyDriveChicago.com. Chevy, together, let's drive.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
At Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric, we make home service easy. We guarantee same-day service and installation with no extra charge for nights, weekends, or holidays. Family-owned for 53 years, Four Seasons has over 30,000 five-star Google reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. For all your plumbing, heating, cooling, and electrical needs, for all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
If you're thinking about getting engaged, think about my friends over at Robert Irwin Jewelers. They're the number one place to buy diamond engagement rings because, first and foremost, you get more choices. Robert Irwin Jewelers has a large collection of natural and lab-grown diamonds in all shapes and sizes. You can also do the custom-made engagement ring, and it's not as daunting as it sounds. It's as simple as going in with a picture, a concept, an idea, whatever you have, going in and working with them and making a never-before-worn custom engagement ring. And you could do so with peace of mind with a meant-to-be guarantee. That means that for any reason, if you're unhappy with your custom-made engagement ring, you have 365 days to return it, no questions asked. You can always have it your way at Robert Irwin Jewelers. Also, don't forget about the free ring sizing for life. Also, Robert Irwin Jewelers, free jewelry spa service for life. Take your jewelry in and get it looking like the day that you got it. You can also take advantage of great financing options. You can ask her now and pay later with 24 months deferred interest, or you can take up to 60 months to pay at a low APR. Five locations locally: the Diamond Showroom at Perkins Extended in East Memphis, the Bartlett Town Center location, the South Lake Center location in South Haven, as well as two locations in the Little Rock area. Bigger, brighter diamonds, all at better prices. Robert Irwin Jewelers. Go in store or shop online at rijewelers.com. All right, Kevin, this is a story that I feel like is just absolutely taken over the internet and maybe even the way that people are thinking. What the heck's going on with Bill Belichick?
That's a great question.
So you and I were talking about this before the show. So I feel like prior to this weekend, normally, like, even in, like, a bro-centric culture, people would be like, nice. 24-year-old girlfriend in your 70s, nice. I feel like everyone's kind of been like, this is kind of weird, right? Like, she's showing up at the practice field of the spring game with a whistle. She's showing up to the NFL awards in, like, a bathing suit. There's been a lot of things where I feel like even people that would be inclined to be like, hey, yeah, get it, Bill. Everyone's like, this is kind of weird. And then obviously this weekend, it took an even bigger turn. So to promote his new book, he went on CBS Mornings on Sunday. And as Kevin and I were talking before the show, this is not 60 Minutes. CBS Mornings are like puff pieces. Like, they're designed, if you come off of a CBS Mornings interview and you did not have a good showing, that is very much on you. They're not going to really ask you tough questions. They're going to try to make you look as good as possible. And everybody kind of knows the drill. Like, this isn't a takedown. Well, in the course of the interview, Jordan Hudson, who is Jordan with an O, by the way, J-O-R-D-O-N. Jordan basically says, like, we're not answering that question. She stops it in the middle of it and says, we're not answering that question. Cameras are rolling. And then it comes out later, TMZ, I believe, reported that the interview was so disastrous, there was 35 minutes of footage that was just tossed by CBS. And today, we got a statement from Bill Belichick. And this one was a doozy. I agreed to speak with CBS Sunday Morning to promote my new book, The Art of Winning, Lessons from My Life in Football. Prior to this interview, I clearly communicated with my publicist at Simon & Schuster that any promotional interviews I participated in would agree to focus solely on the contents of the book. Unfortunately, that expectation was not honored during the interview. I was surprised when unrelated topics were introduced, and I repeatedly expressed to the reporter and the producers that I preferred to keep the conversation centered on the book. After this occurred several times, Jordan, with whom I share both a personal and professional relationship, stepped in to reiterate that point to help refocus the discussion. She was not deflecting any specific question or topic, but simply doing her job to ensure the interview stayed on track. Some of the clips make it appear as though we were avoiding the question of how we met, but we have been open about the fact that Jordan and I met on a flight to Palm Beach in 2021. The final 8-minute segment does not reflect the productive 35-minute conversation we had, which covered a wide range of topics related to my career. Instead, it presents selectively edited clips and stills from just a few minutes of the interview to suggest a false narrative that Jordan was attempting to control the conversation, which is simply not true. End statement. All right, Kevin, where do you want to go from here?
All right, let's go back. So see, so this was a Sunday. You haven't seen this yet. I mean, I haven't watched the entire clip, right? I selected clips, right? What was it? What was the phrasing of that statement? How did I
say? Highly selected. Let's see. Was it highly?
And then I went ahead and selected the ones that I wanted from that, right? Is this this? Well, initially, I'm like, is this?
It presents selectively edited clips and stills from just a few minutes of the interview to suggest a false narrative.
Right, which false narrative. Like we saw what we saw. I don't think they edited.
I think this is fair to say. I don't think you could even say that there was a narrative produced. Like, it was so hodgepodge. Like, I think, like, hey man, like they couldn't present all 35 minutes, but we got a taste of what that room was like, and that makes all the sense in the world.
Yeah, and they were able to do it. Apparently, you know, the reports are that that she interrupted multiple times throughout the interview, and they opted, of course, to show that, you know, that one time. Because typically in an interview like that, if that happens, that is probably what's edited out, right? If she's saying it was selectively edited, well, okay, well, let's show every other time she interrupted. Are they going to release that? Let's see that. Oh, I'm sure that's going to make you look fantastic, right?
I agree with Florio. Florio said CBS has got one move and one move only. Release the whole thing.
Release the whole thing.
Where's our Snyder cut?
We need the Snyder cut. We need it all. Ooh. And by the way, I guarantee the last thing Team Belichick wants is that 35 minutes out there.
Right, saying that they were selective. But somehow now we've got CBS already dealing with their big 60-minute lawsuit with some other high-profile folks for 60 minutes, and now I don't think there's a lawsuit in the other one either, but like the fact there's another interview, and is this the new norm, Jeffrey, that people are just going to start complaining about their edit on these interviews, because again, they can't just release it, they can release everything. And I think in this case in particular, it's not bad. Like, they chose to show one time something that typically you would not show. Typically they would not show that, because it's like the fourth wall behind the scenes of when you're doing an interview like that, that if there's an interruption or something like that, they want it to look clean, right? And that doesn't look clean when you...
for better or worse, they wanted to make it look like it happened naturally. Like,
right.
There was one shot.
Right. And so, anyway, so the wardrobe, have we discovered the wardrobe part, figured out what's going on? So Bill Belichick, we know he does not dress in a suit, right? He was the leader. Yeah. He was the leader. He was so excited when COVID happened, because it was like, all right, now nobody has ever got to wear a suit. Like, he was the original coach that dressed sloppy. But he's also a multimillionaire, and he's wearing a shirt with a hole in it that's representing Navy, which, you know, God bless our troops. But he is the new head coach at the University of North Carolina, right? Like, can we not put Chapel Hill shirts on him?
Even coaches that will, like, look at the screen and lie and be like, I'm not taking that job, they're still wearing their clothes that current job. Like, they know they're out of there, but, like, they're still wearing their gear.
And when they cut to her, it looks like she's wearing the same thing, right? Or very similar, or not necessarily the same exact shirt, but, like, I think she's wearing a Navy shirt that looks like possibly
it
also has
like
a tear
that
in it.
They're on Navy's payroll, not North Carolina's.
Right. That
And that's, you know, like you said, this is not trying to, like, besmirch the Naval Academy. Like,
right, yeah.
But he's the head coach. He's the head coach of North Carolina.
Well, at least, if you want to support them, when your Navy shirt gets a hole in it, buy a new Navy shirt. Like, why is he wearing one with a hole in it? So show support your troops by buying another shirt.
The shirt that I wore in, like, 1973. Like, I think that's the idea, but, like,
what she's like, she is like, so this is the question, is that people are wondering, what all is she controlling of Bill Belichick? Is she going to be calling the plays? I can't wait for college football season. Like, it's getting,
think it actually is pretty simple.
Is it simple? All right, give us the simple explanation of what's happening with Bill Belichick.
He's in his mid 70s. He's nailing a 24-year-old. Life's good. Like, and I'm just coaching football and whatever.
She has aspirations, though.
And I think it's very obvious, but she's a social climber. And, like, it's not just the money.
So a lot of these situations you see, and people, like, they want the money. Or, you know, she's definitely out for the...
As you said, everything is wrestling. And you can't help but see the clip 98 times if you watch the playoffs or if you watch wrestling. But, like, I always just come back to Logan Paul's, that TV show that's on Max, that the promos keep running. I've never seen a second of it, but I always keep coming back to his money quote, which is, like, the currency in America is attention. Well, she has more attention now than ever before.
I mean, like, the American dollar is not doing too well, but the social media likes... That truly is like social media, and she's trying to fabricate.
We have no idea. Like, this girl was a pageant girl before this. Nobody knew who she was until she started dating Bill Belichick.
Oh no, yeah, for sure. So she definitely elevated her celebrity status, and she seems to be strategic on trying to utilize it. Right, she's not wasting the opportunity here. She is posting stuff.
Yeah, I think the problem though is she doesn't.
This interview was the problem. Go ahead.
She's under the illusion she can control.
Everything.
I think a lot of people that come from the social media world think that they can control the story around them. And it's like, you're not in that world. You're not in
the thing is, you can't. That's the thing. But you kind of can, right? You can't. Like, the social media, she thinks, like, she can control because you can post your greatest picture of your day, right? You don't post bad pictures of yourself on the internet. That just doesn't happen. But, like, in this interview, she was not prepared for a legacy media interview, right? You can't just say,
I think that is understatement of the day. But yeah.
Yeah, but you can't, like, put these list of demands and interrupt and say, no, we're not talking about it, and not expect it something possibly could get out, right? Because that's just not how the legacy media is used to be being treated, even by, like, political people. And, like, that is part of the story for Bill Belichick. Like, part of his story, whether he's promoting his book or not, the reason he's making headlines these days is because he accepted a new coaching job and because of his girlfriend. Those are where you see him, right? So, like, you have got to address that in some way, or they were not going to do the interview at all. But what she could have done is realize, and maybe she will learn the lesson, we'll see, how, because it seems like she's very controlling, so we'll see if she's going to learn.
I'm going to bet.
But doesn't she just need the answer, right? Like, if you're a coach.
I know girls like this, man. They're not wired that way. But they're not wired. They're not wired. They don't look at the mirror. They look at you.
But, like, Zach Kleiman was ready. Zach Kleiman was getting interviewed, and he knew what he was going to be asked, right? So Kleiman was prepared.
Yeah, but Zach's 12 years older, and then also on top of that, Zach's not a hot chick.
For what it's worth as well, like, we're talking about this as someone being unprepared for this, like, line of questioning. Based on the clips that have been released, this didn't seem like some kind of big moment. This wasn't,
not a grilling. Like, this, literally the question that set them off was, how did you meet?
The real question is, what is the story there? And now it's only made people more intrigued. And I know they met on a plane, right? They met on a plane. Sure they did.
That's their story. I mean, my
Who set up the meeting if they did meet on a plane? Yeah. Was that set up?
My suspicion is that is probably has parts of being true. But my suspicion is this was organized to some degree.
It's my suspicion. It's obviously everybody's suspicions are raised here. And I have not been this intrigued. Like, the one other
I don't think
CBS.
Like, I know Nevada was taking odds on how did they actually meet? I don't think Billy B was swiping right. Now,
did we do it? We didn't need to. Did George get this set up tomorrow? We need to do a Jeff Calkins show poll. You know, we need to.
Now, what's the one for famous people? Is it Raya?
Is that what it is? I wouldn't know.
I think, yeah, there's one for
that. Sounds right, but let me please.
I think it's Raya. I think you can do that. But you could also tell me this is true.
They'll
never admit to it on the record. But agents have lists of women that are willing to date up, if you will. And she was in the pageant world. This is clearly somebody that wants to be in the spotlight.
But if we can make it to the college football season as him as being the head coach, which he's still.
Well, it's bizarre to me. It's like.
This is a whole extra layer. Like, it's Bill Belichick, greatest NFL coach of all time, going to North Carolina.
That's where I
but
do
now you've
be
got
like,
this extra reality
is
show drama.
Chess. Like, in the end, we're talking more about North Carolina football, and we're not really talking about North
Navy.
Carolina football. But, like, we're talking about Bill Belichick and his team. more. Like, that's where I keep coming back to the Logan Paul thing is like, are we the ones that are getting incept? Okay. Because I don't think
this is an elaborate by her case to get us talking about it. I feel like she was underprepared on how to deal with, like, as we mentioned, social media versus legacy media.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.